So I draw a left hand, and those of you who would like to have part of Suda Mamish with a Birchas Hamazon, to go wash, and we can make a motzi also. Plus, I brought some grape juice to make a burp for your girlfriend. Yeah, go wash. It's an Indian. Take some grape juice. It'll be all right. It'll be yotzer with the grape juice. Happy Purim Kata. There's a whole sugi in the Gemara Megillah Davav. In general, when you should make Purim, you have two Adars. When should you have Purim? Either Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. Now, the Machlokes in the Gemara Davav, you could interpret that general Machlokes, whenever you have double Adar, which month is really Adar? Because we know in the regular year of 12 months, so there's Adar. For now, a special year, leap year, in the next month. So, question is, this extra month, so what is it? Which is the extra month? Is the extra month number 12 or number 13? Whichever is the extra won't be Adar. Adar will be the other one. So it could be this machlokas in general. which is really Adar and which is called what you want to call it. It's not really Adar. So if the first month is really Adar, so you read the Megillah the first month. If the second month is really Adar, you read the Megillah the second month. That could be that's Machlokas for free. If you're an Afkamina for Bar Mitzvah boy. Bar Mitzvah boy was born in Adar, and if Bar Mitzvah year turns out to be a leap year, which of the 2 months is his birthday? It could be Bar Mitzvah, because it was a Machlokas in the Gemara. We paskin that he read the Megillah the second month of Adar. So that means the Bar Mitzvah should be the second month. If you interpret the Gemara as being a general machlokas. However, the pashtus of the Gemara is not mashma way. The pashtus of the Gemara, there's a machlokas, it really depends on the two lashonos in the Gemara, really, frankly. One lashon in the Gemara is that why would one man dama say you read the Megillah the first Adar, not the second? Because ma. Kol Shana v'Shana, just like every year, Adar, Samach l'Shvat, the Adar comes after Shvat, so Av Hachinami, so this leap year also, Adar, Samach l'Shvat. The other man, Dhamma, says, Kol Shana v'Shana, Ma Kol Shana v'Shana, Adar, Samach l'Nisan, Av Shana Zu, Adar, Samach l'Nisan. So it's the second Adar. So calling it Av Shat Nigemar, that's a question of comparing the two Adarim of this year to the regular Adar of all years, is it Samach l'Shvat or the Samach l'Nisan? So that man, that approach in the Gemara is mashma that it's a machlokas b'chol haTorah kula. It's a machlokas vis-a-vis bar mitzvah boy, yard site, all kinds of questions. Which is the real Adar? It is the Adar Samach l'Shvat, the Adar which comes right after Shvat, or is it the Adar Samach l'Nisan, the Adar which comes right next to Nisan? So it's a machlokas b'chol haTorah kula. However, the Gemara calls another approach to the machlokas. On this other approach, it seems to be specifically vis-a-vis Kriyas HaMegillah. One man Dhamma says you read the Megillah the first Adar. Why do you read the first Adar, not the second? Because reason Magdim and the Mitzvahs. You have a chance to do a Mitzvah, you do it as early as possible. So since we have two Adars, and I can read the Megillah, Yud Adar, Yud Dalid, Adar Rishon, so Zizim Magdima Mitzvah, do a mitzvah as quickly as you can. And the other man, Dhamma, says you read the Adar Sheni, Nismech Gula Legula, since there's a Gulas Mitzrayim in Chodesh Nisan, and the Gula Purim, you want to put as close as possible to the Gula of Mitzrayim. So since you see Mitzrayim is in Nisan, so you Nismech Gula Legula Adar, you should rather put the Gula of Purim near Pesach, so you put it Adar Sheni. So according to this approach in the Gemara, Mashma, that really both months have a Shem Adar. Both months are called Adar. And really, theoretically, you should be able to read either month. However, we have reasons, either first or second. Either you say, Zizim Magdim and Mitzvahs, do the Mitzvahs as early as possible. So I have a choice, one or two. I pick one, I do the first opportunity, so Adar Rishon. But Adar Sheni is also Adar. But I just do the Megillah, Adar Rishon, because of the Svara. I was reading Magdim and the Mitzvahs. According to the other man, the Amar, really, also both months are Adar. You could read the Megillah theoretically either month. However, you want to do it the second month because Mismach Gula Legula Adar, it's better to put the Gula of Purim near the Gula of Mitzvahim. So according to this approach, the Bar Mitzvah should take place the first Adar because either month is Adar. But they have these Svaras, special Svaras, either to read Adar Rishon or to read Adar Sheni. Lahalacha, we read the Megillah Adar Sheni because of Mismach Gula Legula. We want to put it together with the Gula of Mitzrayim. However, the Gemara says that even though we read the Megillah the second Adar, but the first Adar, it's also Behesped the Tainus. You can't have a Hesped on Purim Katan. You can't have a Tainus and Yud Dalet Adar Rishon because it's a day of Simcha. It is a day of Simcha. Taisvis in Megillah quotes a minig, he says an old minig, to make a suda. In fact, the Rama brings it down also, to make a suda. That's why we had lechem here, to make it into a suda smitzvah. Of course, after the Torah, simcha, it's about a mitzvah, suda smitzvah. So the Shem Shmuel wants to be masbir the inyan of the double Adar.
the double Purim, Purim Katan, Purim Gadol, big, small Purim, big Purim. So he says like this, he says that really the Nes of Purim had a double Nes. It's a double Nes. One Nes of Purim was that the Jews were saved. A terrible decree. So it was a big Nes. The other Nes was that they destroyed Amalekim. The two different things. One is that there was a Gzeir of annihilation, Hashem Yirachem and Am Yisrael, Noshim, Noshim, Taf, Zokain, everybody, Yom Echad, and we were saved. This Gzeir was null and void, and we were saved. There's another big Nes here that there was a huge Muhammad between Am Yisrael and Amalekim. Amalekim, we explained already many times in our Shir, that from the Rav, the Chaim Brisker, the name the Chaim said it's Shad Rambam, that Amalek is not necessarily a genetic nation. That genetic nation, the original Amalek, was the arch enemy of the Jews in the left Mitzrayim, that's already disappeared a long time ago. But the mitzvah of Amalek, the Rambam says, continues, and it says in the Pasuk, in the Dor Dor, every generation. So Rav Chaim says, other peoples, other groups can take on the characteristic of Amalek. They have an agenda to annihilate Am Yisrael, Chas v'Shalom, like the Nazi Germany, or Stalinist, communists, and today the Al-Qaeda. It doesn't have to be a nation with a border. It could be any group which decides Hashem Yirachem has such an agenda, then Amalek. So the myth of Amalek exists all the time, because unfortunately there's always such a phenomenon in the world. In fact, Amalek is the opponent of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu stood on the mountain, and Amalek was in the valley to fight Amalek. Because Zelu Mazas Alokim, there's always going to be, since the Torah is so powerful, the Torah has so much spiritual energy, it can mamash light up the world. It can turn the world into fire, mamash. So you have to have an opposing force, which is equivalent in Nebuch in Tumah. In evil, just like Torah is so good, so pure, so Torah Shem Tzimimu, Meshivas Nefesh, it's so wonderful, there has to be an opposing force so evil through and through in order for there to be a balance in the world so that people should make a choice. You know, I can't understand why in the world anyone would ever want to choose Amalek over Torah, but it's a phenomenon, people do. There were Nazis, there were Stalinist communists, there's Al-Qaeda Islamists. It's a phenomenon. People do it. So Mamela, it's against Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah of Amalek. So the fight that the Jews had against Amalek on Yud Gimel, and they, it says in the Tanakh that they killed 75,000 Amalekim, and not one Jew was hurt. It was an incredible miracle. There was such a Muhammad Mitzvah, and Am Yisrael was Manaseach. So that's another Nes, two different Nisim. We actually say it in the Al Nisim, we emphasize the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that there was a hanging of Haman and Amalek, they were killed. It says that really, these are the two mitzvahs that we have, Kriyas HaMegillah and the Sudas Purim. Really, the Megillah, the mitzvahs of Purim divide into two groups. There are mitzvahs which revolve around Kriyas HaMegillah, reading the Megillah, and then there are mitzvahs which revolve around the Sudas Purim. Let's say, for example, Mishloach Manos, Ishla Reyehu, yes, it was the Suda, because you have to give food. So the Suda is Mechayiv, Mishloach Manos, to share food with other people. Kriyas HaMegillah, besides reading the Megillah, there's Matanas Lev Yonim. The Gemara says the name Shalani includes the Kriyas HaMegillah. Whenever there's Kriyas HaMegillah, there's Matanas Lev Yonim. So, for example, at night, the night of Purim, there's no Sudas Purim. Because Mishnah B'Simcha says B'Yom, has to be by day. Last says Yimei Mishnah B'Simcha, you have to make Yimei, a Yom. But at night, you do Kriyas HaMegillah, you do Matanas Lev Yonim at night. Because Matanas Lev Yonim, the Kriyas HaMegillah connects to giving the charity to the poor. By the way, talking about Matanas Lev Yonim, I just want to announce that since we're having a Sudas Purim Katan, that we want to do also Matanas Lev Yoinim of Purim Katan. So I have a very poor Jew called me up last night. In fact, Rabbi Reichman, I need $200 to go to a doctor. I have to pay for the doctor. This is a very sick man, old man. So I said, okay, Blineda, we'll get to you the $200. So I'm going to announce that for those of you who would like to participate in this mitzvah, Matanah Sevyon, Purim Katan, we're trying to raise some money, I'll send it out to the guy today. Any event, there are two kinds of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, and there's a mitzvah of Suda. So what are the two mitzvahs? So you say like this, really, Kriyas HaMegillah, the Gemara says, is a kind of a hallel. It's a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nes of Purim. And what is this thanks? That we were saved. The Hashem Yirachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis in us, and He saved us from the terrible decree. So the Hatzolos Yisrael is Machayiv, the Kriyas HaMegillah. Meanwhile, the Suda, he says, Shasant, the Suda and the Simcha, he says, of the Suda is for destroying the enemies of the Jews. Not just that we were saved, but that the enemies of the Jews were destroyed is cause for a Suda and a Simcha. Now, Bermes, this needs a little hesitation, not Mazdur. I want to explain a little bit what the Indian of destruction of those enemies meant. Of course, on a simple level, listen, if Haman would have survived and the 75,000 soldiers that he had would have survived, these 75,000 must have been real diehard, because Haman was already hanged 11 months earlier, Nisan, and now comes Adar, and they still attack the Jews. So they must have been really very, very bitter enemies and anti-Semitic people. So why is it such an inyan, the destruction of the Amalek? It has like this. Amalek, it says in all the Sfarim, is in the gematria of Suffolk. Suffolk and Amalek are the same 240. We spoke about this yesterday. The Shemesh Shmuel explains that Amalek basically is Hester Punim. Amalek means God hides His face. Was look, something so incredible. Am Yisrael is the Am Nivcha. We're the chosen people. We're the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave us the Torah. He's our father. We're His children. And here come along bandits, and they deny the whole thing. They deny the whole thing. In fact, they say Jews are vermin. Jews are scum of the earth. Jews are all kinds of nasty things. And they try to kill every Jew in the world. So it's an incredible suffix. It creates questions. It creates doubts within Am Yisrael itself, as Shemesh will explain. Besides the cloud which is covering heaven, there's a very deep cloud covering heaven, and the light can't shine. There's also a deep cloud covering the earth. We can't even accept light, even if it would come, because we're full of doubts. So, therefore, the destruction of the Amalek takes away the clouds, takes away the doubts, shows people that God is real, and the Jewish people are real. And Torah is true. There was a tremendous simcha. The simcha of the destruction of Amalek really is simcha to Torah. It's a simcha that we have the Torah, that what we're doing is true. It's Moshe Emes Sos Emes. It shows the truth of Moshe Rabbeinu's truth of his Torah. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. And Am Yisrael and our whole long journey is a correct journey. So therefore, make a Suda. We're making a Suda, the only Suda, Simcha, of the only really, Bemes Mashal writes, that the only real Suda's mitzvah, Simcha of a Suda, is the Suda of Torah. Suda of Torah. Sama Simcha Balma, for example, about mitzvah, you make a big party. So the Mashal says, it's not a Suda's mitzvah, it's not a Suda's mitzvah. The mitzvah boy says, a drasha, he says, it's bad Torah, people are, ooh, happy, ooh, 13-year-old boy. Such a nice bad Torah. He's about, oh, he's a Talmud Chacham already. He's going on the road to become a Talmud Chacham. So now we make a Suda. Boy, this kid is going to become a real Talmud Chacham. So it's a Suda of a Simcha of Torah. In general, all Sudas have to be connected to Torah. So the Suda here is the Suda of Torah. Why the Suda of Torah? Purim and Purim Katan. For the destruction of Amalek. So Amalek is Suffolk. Suffolk is the antithesis of Torah. Because Torah is MS. No doubt about it. It's true. It's badai. It's for sure. We have confidence in our Torah. That Torah is emes. And therefore, the Amalek creates suffering, creates questions. People have doubts. If the Amalek gets destroyed, the Am Yisrael, so you see the truth of the Torah, That's why the suffix goes away, and that's why we have Torah. We have a Simcha of Torah. Simcha of Torah is a Suda, the Suda's mitzvah of Torah. So now, Shemesh Shmuel explains, why is this the machlokas? This has to do with the question of Ada Rishon, Ada Shemesh. If you go Samach to Shvat, or you go Samach to Nisan. If you want to connect Purim to Pesach, or you want to connect Purim to Shvat. He says like this, as far as the connection to Pesach, in Pesach, of course, the Jews were saved and the Mitzvah were drowned. What was the main thing of the Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Jews were saved. The Gulas Yisrael, Gual Yisrael. That the Pharaoh and his people fell into the Yam and they were destroyed. There was a destruction of, say, of an Amalek. And the Pharaoh at that point apparently was Amalek, wanted to wipe out all the Jews at the Yam. So, okay, it's a good thing. It's a very good thing. But it's not the Ikar. The Ikar of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Gulas Yisrael, not the Onesh of the Mitzvah. That we mentioned, we say it, but that's not our focus. Our focus is Gal Yisrael. The Jews got out. So if you say that the Ikar Simcha and the Ikar Mitzvah of Purim is Gulas Yisrael, the Jews got out, then you do Purim Ad Sheni, Samach L'Nisan, just like Pesach is Gal Yisrael, so too is Purim Gal Yisrael. Now one set of Pshat. Why come you have to have a double geula? A geula of Pesach and a geula of Purim. The answer is like this. The geula of Pesach was basically done by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised Chishev es Hakeitz. He kept the promise to Avraham Avinu that after X number of years, Jews will leave Mitzrayim. It had nothing to do with the zechuyot of the Jews in Mitzrayim. The Jews in Mitzrayim, forget, they were at the lowest level, 49th level of Tumah. They were very, very low, terrible, much worse than we are today. Much worse. There was Rabbi Dezora, Gilarayas, and other things, and the Mosrim. They did a lot of Averos. God didn't save them in their merit. The merit of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. This is all God's doing. Purim was Am Yisrael. God himself, so to speak, had said, Mordechai went up to heaven and said, maybe we can get God himself to change the decree. He said, no, God can't. God already signed it, but he put a seal, but the seal was still a little bit soft. It could be broken. But forget about God. He's not going to help. So therefore, Mordechai had to go back to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael should do tshuva. And Davin. Am Yisrael did the right tshuva. That broke the decree. So Purim, actually, the nes of Purim, the kimu v'kibla Yehudim. The Jews did it themselves. That's why, for example, Purim is a simon for all of us. Because the geula, which will come in Yisrael any day, we're getting very close, this geula, I see the, is going to be a geula of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is going to do it through tshuva. The Ram says, "Klapticha Torah Shesof Mishnah Yisrael Asas Tshuva Miyad Hem Negolim." Torah promised that the Jews, the Sof Yomah, the Jews will do tshuva at the end of their exile, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu redeemed. So we have to do tshuva. Kodesh Baruch Hu is waiting for us when the someone went to ask Mashiach, "When are you coming?" So in the Gemara story, not the Baal Shem story, the Gemara story was, he said, "Hayom." He said, "Hayom." In the Kolos Hishmol. Listen to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hashem says, I come today. So no, I think it's totally banu. We are responsible for the whole thing. We do tshuva, we'll have a geula. So which is the geula, which is our model? Purim. Purim is the geula of Am Yisrael. The Jews did it through tshuva. Not like Pesach. Pesach was the Kodesh Baruch Hu did it. In Purim, we did it. That's why Purim, you have to have two geulas. A geula of Purim and a geula of Pesach. So that's if you focus on Gulas Yisrael, so you make Purim Ad Sheni. But if you focus not on Gulas Yisrael, but you focus on the destruction of evil, destruction, there is evil in the world, and evil has to be destroyed. So destruction of evil in the world, then you do it Ad Rishon. Why do you do it Ad Rishon? Because Ad Samach L'Shvat. Now, all Chassidus Shesvam say that the Shvat is a Chodesh which belongs to the enemies of Israel. Tevis and Shvat. These 2 months, the year divided up into different sections. So, Tevis Shvat, the hard depth, the deepest part of the winter, is January, February. Tevis Shvat. So Tevis is the end of December, January, February. Tevis Shvat. These are the months of Esav. These are the months of Jewish enemies. That's why they have their big holidays, Xmas and New Year's. The big holidays take place in Tevis Shvat. So, We want to show that there's a Purim, there's a destruction of Jewish enemies, evil leaves the world. So that's why you want to make it Adar Samach Shvat. You make it Adar right after Shvat. Shavotai, as we go through this Simcha of Purim Katan, let's hope to be Zoche for the destruction of evil in the world. Jewish enemies will disappear, and Sveikos, our doubts, will be removed, and we'll be able to see the Mashiach Sekeinu and the Gezocha for Purim Gadol, the big Purim next month. Will be a Gula Shlema, we'll go to Pesach, will be a Tshuva of Am Yisrael, a Gula Purim, and then finally the Gula of Pesach, and Binyan Beis Migdash, Me'ev Men, Amen.
Chad, Adelo Yoda, being Or Haman Leporach Mordechai, doesn't mean until you don't know the difference, but you don't know what the greatest Simcha is, whether it was the Hatzal, you know, the Hatzal of Yisrael, or it was the downfall of
Haman.
The Medina says this.
Very good. Go ahead. It says the Lo Yavo. It says you read it once. The pasuk. The Lo Yavo. You can't read it more than once. There we have a suffix. We don't know which is the real day. Here we have to make a choice. It's either this Ado or that Ado. You can't do it twice. Purim. Only once a unique day. Once a year. Yeah.
Thank you. Next song, get the turn of the light here, Danny.
and that pleasure and honor that Rabbi Yeshua will say, share some Torah thoughts with us.
The very end of Hilchos Megillah, it's the end of Or Chaim, the Rama mentions the different opinions. Rabbi Reichen was talking about before, whether to make a simcha and other yishanatu. He says, Yeshom Shechayev Laharbos for Mishpe Vesimcha Biyodal Shav Adar Rishon. Some say there is a chiyuv to have extra Mishpe Simcha and Biyodal Adar Rishon. The Ein Noagin came, there's not the Minog, Mikomokom, Yarbik Tas, the Suda. Person should add a little bit in the Suda today, let's say, Shidei Machmirim, in order to fulfill what the Machmirim say. And he ends, Vetov Lev. Mishta Tami. That's the pasuk in Mishlei, that somebody's a good heart is always good Mishta. So unfortunately here, I think it's the Shari Truth in the beginning of Or Chaim, because I don't see it here, but a lot of discussion because the Shulchan Aruch here, the Ramah here ends with saying Tov Lev Mishta Tamid, pasuk in Mishlei, but he says as a commentary and having the Suda on Kurim Kot and Tov Lev Mishta Tamid, and the Shulchan Aruch starts out. The Ramah starts out in the beginning of Or Chaim by quoting, he quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim and then the comment of the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim says, Shibisi Hashem Lundagdi Tamid. A person should have Hashem before him constantly. And he said, a person doesn't act when he's standing for the king, you know, the same way he'll act when he's inside by himself. So a person should always have in mind that he's before Hashem. And he connects these two things. Toblei Mishta Tamid is the end of the Ramah. And Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, which is the beginning of the Ramah. So what's the Mishta? What's the Simcha? It's Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, to be Lifnei Hashem. Because the Rav always says that. What does it mean by Simcha? It means to be with Nei Hashem. So the Kohen Gadol is always besimcha because he's always with Nei Hashem. So therefore, we don't apply Avelis to him because his simcha is docha that. His simcha is always with Nei Hashem. So that's really what the simcha of Purim is, that they were with Nei Hashem. To look at it a little deeper, we go into this week's parsha, this coming week's parsha, Parsha's Kisisa. When Moshe finds out about the worship of the ego, he goes. Hashem tells him that the people are worshiping Avodah Zarah, worship an ego, and then he goes down and sees it, and he takes the luchos and he breaks the luchos. And he made a kal v'chomer. He said, if a mumer can't eat a korban Pesach, here they're going against the entire Torah, so I can't give them the Torah. He breaks the luchos, and the question that Moshe asks is, why is it that Moshe waited until he saw it? It's not enough that Hashem tells him that they're worshiping the eagle, that he should break the luchos, so he has to see it. So the tzif says that he thought he wanted to have maximum impact. So he thought that if they would be, it's the pasuk says, la'enehem, he did it in front of them, they would see him breaking the luchos, they would understand how terrible what they were doing was, so it would have a greater impact. However, the Sfirno says something else. It says in the pasuk that when Moshe saw them dancing around the eagle, that's when he could no longer take it, that's when he broke the luchos. And what's the idea there? The idea was that they had a simcha over worshiping the ego. Right? Now, simcha means, Rav Yosef Albo, and this is reflected in the Rambam, the idea of simcha is when a person brings out his inner self. He acts according to his nefesh. The simcha to the nefesh, so as a person brings out his true nature, that's when he has simcha. When he brings out the essence of his neshama, that's when he has simcha. So here they were having simcha by being... By worshiping an idol. The simcha is supposed to be with Nei Hashem. That's the true essence of a person, to be with Nei Hashem. And here they were having simcha by being away from Hashem. So that was totally changing their what their inner essence was. So that's why he was so upset about it. And that's why he broke the luchos. That's I think one of the Ger Rebbe said that this is the pshat in the pasuk. It says, Tachas asher lo avadetas Hashem lekecha b'simcha tuv leivav. The word lo avadato is like a compound word. It's because the lo avadato, the averas that were done, besimcha. The person does an avera besimcha that shows that he's totally changed his nature. And that's the worst thing. And some would say it's impossible, really. It was really the Erev Rav that did this. But the true simcha, bringing out the true simcha, and that's what we do on Purim, is to bring out the true simcha. And it's more than just the general simcha being with Nei Hashem, but each person has his own connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is something I heard from Rabbi Yochanan's wife, when it says that Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachave. doesn't say lo korav lo hishtachav. It says lo yichav lo hishtachav. That he says he wouldn't. He's like he made a point of not being korav lifnei Haman, because really Mordechai, if he didn't want to fulfill what Haman said to bow down to him, so he could have just not shown up. But he made a point of being there when Haman came, and he didn't bow down. Because why? Because this was his nekuda hapnimis. This was Mordechai who came from Binyamin. Binyamin was the one, the only one of the Shvatim who did not bow down to Esav during the encounter when the whole family met Esav. Binyamin wasn't born yet. He didn't bow down to Esav. So his nekuda hapnimis, his special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which his individual simcha with Nei Hashem was not to bow down to Haman, and he had to bring that out. So he made a point of appearing before Haman and not bowing down to him. That really applies to everyone, really. That's the simcha that we were trying to bring out on Purim.
Now, Achava is going to tell us a little nice.
This is a story that I actually heard recently from Rabbi from Israel, talking about.
Do you have a background music? It's good.
Every Hasidic Rebbe is said to have had one mitzvah, one commandment that they performed better than anyone else. And of course, the Baal Shem Tov, the founder of the Hasidic movement, was by no means an exception. It is said that the mitzvah that he performed better than anyone else was the mitzvah of achnasat hakala, of escorting the bride, and all of the mitzvahs associated with that. They said that the Baal Shem Tov had a charity fund just for poor brides, so that they could have a good wedding, so that they could have some money to start off their life. And they said that once he called one of his students, Reb Chaim. He said, Reb Chaim, we've got a problem. In about a month, 10 brides are going to be married in this village. None of them have any money. All of them are poor. So what I want you to do is I want you to go out and collect 10,000 rubles. 1,000 rubles for each bride. So they'll have a nice wedding. They'll have someone to start off their lives with. Baruch Chaim went out, went from village to village, trying to collect money. A week had passed, and he had managed to raise 300, 400 rubles. Not nearly. He had a month to do it, and in a week, this is all he had.
Continue, man.
What's he going to do? So he got discouraged. Went to a field, sat beneath a tree, and he did the only thing he could think of. He began to pray. He said, God, please, I don't know what to do. I've been out here for a week. I've got a month to raise this money. I haven't nearly enough. I have barely made a dent. I don't know what to do, Patsy. My last hope is to talk to you. And please, this is not for me. I'm not asking this for me. You know that I'm asking this. I'm doing this for my Rebbe. I'm doing this for the Baal Shem Tov. I'm doing this for the 10 brides that need the money. And I'm doing this for you, Tati. I'm doing this for you. Please, help me. And no sooner had he finished praying, then he heard a commotion in the distance. And he looked up and he saw a man in chains being dragged by two soldiers. But the commotion wasn't the sound of the man struggling or resisting. It was the sound of the man singing. And he was singing.
Very
much confused by this, so he ran after the two soldiers dragging this man behind them and stopped the soldiers and said, "Please stop, I don't mean to interfere, I don't mean to impede you, but please, I have to ask this man why he's singing." The soldiers looked at each other and said, "Very well, we can spare a few moments, ask him what you want." So Klein went to the man and said, "Please, sir, I must know, you are being arrested, you are being carted off to God knows where. Why are you singing?" "And do you not know who I am?" "No, I don't know. Who are you?" "I am Shmuelke the Gadol. I am Shmuelke.